Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. And now is the time in the show which, according to my notes, we talk about the composer of The Messiah. It's The Handle. Wait a minute. Oh, that is embarrassing. It's The Ramble. Sometimes I try to get the sound effects guy.
I know how to spell ramble. I'm sure I wrote ramble.
Trish McKinney is our BPP editor and our guest rambler. Shall I start us off, Trish?
Please do.
Okay. Florida Governor Charlie Crist is getting hitched. Late last week, the longtime bachelor got engaged to Carol Rome, who he's been dating for 9 months. She's 38. He's 51. She just got divorced. He was divorced 3 decades ago. He's married for like 6 months. He's been engaged a number of times. She owns a Halloween costume business. He's the Republican governor of Florida. I went online and saw some of those costumes.
Yeah.
A lot of naughty witches. A lot of naughty nurses. Very naughty costumes.
Can you really run a profitable costume shop without...
You got to go to the dark side.
You got to.
Right. Governor Crist gave his fiancée a sapphire and diamond ring. He told the St. Pete Times, which broke the story, she's special in every way. She's brilliant, beautiful, and sweet. I'm very, very lucky, and I like to dress as a naughty witch. No, he didn't say that. There's no date set for the wedding. Crist would be the first governor to marry an office since 1967. So why do we care? Because Charlie Crist is believed to be on the short list of possible VP candidates this year, and there hasn't been a bachelor vice president since 1852.
Red alert. Red alert.
What happened?
Star Trek The Experience in Las Vegas is under attack. Set my phaser on stunned. So this thing's been around for about 11 years at the Las Vegas Hilton. It's closing September 1st, reportedly because of low attendance.
Yeah.
I've never been there. We had a guy on who got married there. It's apparently a combination of rides. It's got a museum, like an interactive museum, a gift shop, of course, and a restaurant where you can apparently mingle with Klingons and other folks from the galaxy. I do have a note to people who want to go before it closes. Do not buy a drink for a Borg, because if you offer a drink to one, you have to buy for all of them. Do you understand me? Okay. So anyway, there's no word on what's going to be in the Hilton to replace Star Trek The Experience, but Wired Magazine... Of course, they're all over this. They report the museum props, ship mock-ups, and other bits of Trekkiana will be returned to Paramount, which is reportedly looking for a new home for the fun. So, Star Trek The Experience may live long and prosper.
I once bellied up to the bar in the old Stardust with a bunch of Klingons. They had nothing to do with Star Trek. It drew a weird crowd back in the day. The Stardust,
Were the new school Klingons or old school? Did they look like Romulans?
They had like the leathery boots, and they would take a guy out in the desert and bury him. So
nice.
I think they were old school, yeah. Okay. Here's a story from the Nikkei Business Daily, my daily read. Toyota is reportedly planning to make its next generation of Prius hybrid cars go solar.
I call that solar.
Solar. The company would be the first automaker to use the power of the sun for a commercial vehicle. The paper says Toyota will redesign the Prius early next year. The solar panels on the roof would generate power for the air conditioning system, which would need it, especially on a bright sunny day. A Toyota spokeswoman could not immediately confirm the report, maybe because the Nikkei Business Daily costs 6,000 yen to subscribe to online, and I don't know how much money that is.
I don't
it seems
either.
Expensive.
That sounds like a lot of yen.
I don't think there's any way to figure it out, but it seems very expensive.
Hmm. Oh, we may have the new world's oldest mother.
Uh-huh.
How exciting is that? A woman in India. She says she's 70 years old. She's given birth to twins, yes, through in vitro fertilization. The reason I said she claims to be 70 is she does not have a birth certificate. But if she can prove her age, she would be the world's oldest mother. The woman already has 2 daughters and 5 grandchildren. So why did she do it? Apparently, she and the father were so desperate for a male heir that they spent their life savings and took out a bank loan to get the in vitro fertilization. So now they have a male heir, but I don't know that he's going to inherit anything. Anyway, the twins were a boy and a girl. They were delivered a month early by C-section. They weighed 2 pounds each. They're doing fine. And if you're at all interested, if you want to keep track of previous oldest moms in the world, there was a 67-year-old woman in Spain who gave birth to twins in 2006. And a woman who was believed to be 65 had a boy in India in 2003.
Yeah. I think there's an old, like, Henny Youngman joke. You hear about the 70-year-old woman who gave birth? Yeah, she had a teenager. Ba-dum-bum. We also have updates. Henny maybe had lost it by the end. Some updates. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
6,000 yen is about 56 bucks. the first bachelor vice president, or the only bachelor vice president, as far as I know, is William King from Alabama.
And who was his president?
Franklin Pierce.
There we go.
Long rumored to be a little friendly with James Buchanan.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's James Buchanan. We know about King and Buchanan. They roomed together. And that is your ramble. You can find links to all of those stories on our website, npr.org.